Chippewa Secondary School has sent out a newsletter to parents and guardians to address the fact that a new warming center location will be set up on the same property as the Low Barrier Homeless Shelter, which is across the street from the local high school. The Northern Pines Transitional Housing across the street from the local high school, operated by the Gathering Place, will be one of three warming center locations. At this time we do not have a definitive opening date but do expect it to be sometime in January, the newsletter stated. While we cannot control what our neighbors do with their property, rest assured we will work together with Superintendent Gay Smilley and the Safe Schools team to monitor the situation. The safety and security of the students, staff and school building are of the utmost importance to us. The warming center, which is expected to open sometime in January, will be a day program with a capacity of 15 to 20 individuals. Chippewa officials say there will be security stationed outside the center to prevent individuals from loitering near the school property. They add that meals, snacks will be provided at the center so clients do not need to leave to obtain food. It is not expected that we will see continuous traffic on the street as the point is to have people inside and out of the cold, the release stated. The role of the security guard will be to assist clients in accessing the site appropriately and helping them to avoid school property. Dennis Chippa, executive director at the Gathering Place, told Bay Today the warming center location near the Low Barrier Shelter may actually benefit the school. The warming center next to the Low Barrier Shelter, it gives them the opportunity so they don't have to walk around the streets when it is freezing cold and they are trying to find a place that is warm, said Chippa. That is a long walk going from the Low Barrier Shelter to our place. They will be taken care of and essentially don't have to leave the site.